Good afternoon. It is Thursday, January 21st. I'm Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management here with Alan Brugler. Can you give us a quick recap of this week's corn market?
Well, we've had a little bit of an advance, actually, in the corn market in particular. A couple reasons for that. We got a few of the funds out of their shorts. We got some forecasts for 108 to 110 degree temperatures in Cordoba, which is the main corn area of Argentina this week. It's only going to last for 3 or 4 days, but it's coming after a fairly wet spring. The thought was it's going to stress the crop there a bit, also kind of delaying some of the very late planting that normally would take place in northern Argentina. We're also getting some indications that Brazil has sold more corn than they can actually ship prior to the beginning of their main soybean shipping period. So the U.S. might pick up a little export business here in corn.
Can you talk about the soybean market and focus a little discussion on what's going on in China?
Yeah, China, a couple days ago, basically confirmed that they had made larger imports in December and raised their estimate for calendar year 2015, which is now passed, and also for the marketing year, which is the standard USDA September through August. Basically confirming that their consumption is still growing. Sounds like their soybean meal consumption has picked up quite a bit. I'm attributing to that to the shift to more Western diets for their hog market over there, feeding them less table scraps and more corn and meal. But again, that's positive. The soybeans have had a little more trouble getting traction here just because of the South American crop and somewhat improved weather in Brazil this week.
Cattle were locked limit up, and the monthly cattle on feed report comes out tomorrow. Can you talk a bit about the cattle market?
Well, the cattle market's been extremely volatile. You had a huge run-up in the cutouts from late December until a couple of days ago, and then we kind of backed off. The cash bids went down with those. We had some low-ball cash cattle trades yesterday at 202 in the north and 126, 127 in the south. But those are typically low reports on Tuesday and Wednesday in that area. And then typically the bulk of the trades a little higher later in the week. So bottom line is the stock market's looking a little better today and cattle are limit up at midday.
Any comments on how we can extend the current hog rally?
We've been in a pretty general rally in hogs for the last 2 months now. If you look at the April chart or the June chart, we are cranking out plenty of pork, but we're being fairly successful at exporting it. We'll get a cold storage report Friday afternoon from USDA that'll tell us whether we're using it faster than we're making it or not. And I think that's the key to extending the hog rally any further.
Thanks for your time today, Alan.
My pleasure.
This has been Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management. From all of us here in Omaha, thanks for listening and have a great day.